Hello, hello, you guys, my beautiful humans. Welcome back to another beautiful episode of Breaking Barriers on this lovely platform, listening to one of your favorite podcasts by your favorite host, Sammy. I'm really just chit-chatting today. I am literally not even gonna lie to y'all. Rugrats movie is playing in the background while I do my nails. So I was like, why not record my podcast and do a little chit chat, sit down while I do my nails. I'm doing some press-ons by Kiss. They're this cute, like, grayish, bluish matte. I've worn them before, but I decided to, you know, give them another try. So, yeah. It is Monday, November 21st. It is Thanksgiving week. Yesterday, me and my friends actually had a Friendsgiving, and it was cool. It was really nice. It was definitely intimate, and vibes were curated. I made fried cabbage. My other friend made mac and cheese, sweet potato souffle, chicken wings. It was just great. I loved every part of it. But now is the week. I need a couple of days to prepare for all of the plates and all of the food and just all of the sweets that I'm about to eat and not feel ashamed. I never feel ashamed when I feed myself, but you know, it's a lot of food. But yeah, that was really my weekend. Just a simple, you know. Oh, let me recap y'all on this party I went to. I got invited to a party on Saturday night. And we show up. It was a real cool vibe. Y'all. Me and my friend were sitting on the couch, right? We was like, does that say Wii Sports? I was like, I thought Wii went out of business and Nintendo wasn't, like, distributing any more, like, the game systems or batteries or whatever. But we played tennis. I think we played baseball, too. But, y'all, I felt so nostalgic. It just brought me so much joy, the fact that I was playing Wii. Like, that was our childhood. You'd be like, all right, I'll play you in Wii.
Don't let us have four remote controls. Everybody finna be in there playing bowling, boxing.
Just a lot of fun. I think they had, like, a racing one, too. But that's what we're doing. That's what we did. And oddly enough, they had, like, a beer pong table in the garage. And I was like, you know what? Me and my friend went over and played. It was like, why not? Let's give it a shot. Need I remind you, I did go to a PWI, so I have, like, a lot of experience with beer pong. It's a cool game. It is kind of fun when you think about it, but it's a strategy to it. And yeah, it's a long game. It can definitely be a long game. But I was holding my team. Really, it was like, it got to the point to where it was like, all right, we really want this game to be over. Like, who needs to just make this last shot? Because we both had one cup on the table. But our team didn't win, but I really held the team down. And I'm proud of myself. My friend made a couple of shots too. So, you know, we did that. But yeah, that was my weekend. Real chill, real low key. I had a lot of matcha, and I'm so happy about that. I went to Starbucks, which I hardly ever do, and I got peppermint syrup in it with almond milk. Psh, game changer. I honestly have always loved, like, the whole green drinks or whatever, but matcha, she the one, for real. She really is. She keeps me energized more than, like, longer than coffee. It's not like a jittery type energy that I get. I don't have a crash. My skin's clear because it's, you know, good for you. I've only been drinking it for a couple of weeks, but my digestive system is good. I like it hot, too. Lately, I've just been getting matcha cold, but I discovered that I really enjoy it hot. So, yeah, just vibes were curated this weekend, but I'm really excited to go into this week, this beautiful week. myself carrying it up, y'all. My hair, my bantu knots. I took my hair out of my bantu knots yesterday. I look like freaking Curly Sue, and I love it. Go check out a post that I did on my Instagram. I think I just posted a reel this morning. But yeah, y'all, my hair is cute, and I'm kind of glad I took it out yesterday, because by this Thursday, Thanksgiving, whenever you're listening to this, happy Thanksgiving. It's the day before Thanksgiving, but happy Thanksgiving. I am thankful for every single one of you on this podcast, this beautiful platform where I get to share my voice. And I'm super excited for what's to come in the near future, especially in December and coming closer to the first anniversary for Breaking Barriers. That's super exciting. So thank you very, very much. I honestly could have been doing this without y'all's support, but I'm happy that I have y'all's support. So continue to be successful and push hard and just don't give up. So I'm thankful for every single one of you. Yeah. Let's get into me doing my nails. I was just filing my fingernails down, but happy Thanksgiving. I hope everybody is having a great day. So, yeah. So, have y'all ever tried press-on nails? If y'all have, let me know which kind you have tried and which brand is best. I honestly have been liking the Kiss brand. Not even just for their press-ons. I like their products in general. They have good eyelashes as well, so I've heard. But Kiss has been pretty good for me. I used them at my sister's wedding. And when did I use them last? At my sister's wedding. And I want to say I did it for Eid. Girl, I don't know. And I think my glue is definitely dry. That's humiliating. Intermission. I'll be back. Why did I just give a whole ASMR moment? I mean, a payday. Probably the most, country thing to say. But paydays are really good. I am very much a sweet and savory type person when it comes to desserts. Snickers are my favorite. Oh my god, especially when it's almond, Hershey's, yes please, a little flaky salt brownie, come on now, it just makes sense. But yeah, I think I figured out my solution for the glue. My bad, y'all. I have to cut the tip of it, I think, every time I use it. So, these little nail glue things are hit or miss, but they work so well. So, that's what we get into. That's the vibe for today.
Y'all, this probably has to be the most chaotic podcast episode I've ever done on Breaking Barriers. It's literally hours later. I messed around and took a nap, set an alarm and everything. It didn't go off, and now it's 9:45 p.m. I am still having my nails because the glue wouldn't cooperate, but now your girl's back in action. The glue is finally coming out, and I am starting on my nails. I had dinner and everything, but I think since this is kind of the Thanksgiving episode, I want to talk about how thankful I am. I am thankful for myself, for taking care of myself. Thank you, Samira, for taking care of yourself. You're welcome, Samira.
That's so cringy. But yeah, y'all, I'm having a good time over here. I took a nap. Honestly, I feel very refreshed. But now I'm going to be up all night. I'll probably read. I actually restarted to read Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo. Like, I started reading it, but then I just kind of took a few, like, literally months off. But we're back. It's really good. I'm on chapter 6. She's talking about her first husband. But the book is really good. Oh my god, why is this glue messing up? Sometimes I really do wish, like, I was able to record my podcast soon. Come podcast video is coming, but oh my god, it's so tacky and gooey. Ew, this nail glue. But I am thankful for myself, my self-care routine, all the things that I have in my life, my parents, my besties, my favorite people in the world that just care about me. I'm just grateful for all of that. Yes, first nail is on. But that's definitely one thing that I'm grateful for, myself, my people around me. Honestly, my self-care routine, my fitness routine, I'm always grateful for that. And honestly, just the little things. I'm definitely grateful for the fact that I'm able to share my voice and be creative and have a solid platform to share my story and to share my experiences with the people that I care about and the people that care about me. Okay, we making progress, even though the glue is tacky, but I think this is definitely gonna help it, like, stay a little bit longer. But I hope y'all are having a great week. I started off my week, honestly, today has been very much a chill day, like, at home for me. Cleaning my space. I always clean my space on Sundays, but honestly, I clean my space every day. Not even gonna lie, but just the fact that I have a nice little sanctuary to care about and to take care of, that is definitely happiness and brings joy to me. Y'all, another intermission. Give me a bit. I'll be back. Okay, I figured out my glue situation. Y'all, why does this... Literally, beauty is freaking, like, pain. I just had to use, like, scissors, nail clippers to get this little glue thing to work. Like, clip it down. Everything's so tacky. But, you know, okay. So, back to what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for you guys, of course. I already said that. I am thankful for my family. I'm thankful for my sanctuary. I'm thankful for my gym family. I'm thankful for my beautiful car. Violet, love you, girl. You know I do. Honestly, thankful for the connections and the love that I'm creating around me. The ambiance that I constantly have around me. I'm thankful for my health. I'm thankful that I am healthy. I am thankful that I have the ability to continue to stay healthy and fit when need be. Thank God. I am thankful for the air that I breathe. I'm thankful for the music that is around me and that I'm curating constant vibes around me. Y'all know I'm all about curating a vibe. I am constantly grateful for just the environment, despite the state that we are in, because things are constantly happening, horrible things are constantly happening in the world, and I just pray that everything just constantly works out, because the optimist in me sees the best in every situation, and I probably should work on that, but I do see the best in every situation because there is always a positive side to different things in the world and how you perceive them. So that is what I am grateful for currently. Of course, there's more, but this is really just a chit chat and me struggling to do my nails. Y'all, I did my left hand first and I'm right handed, but I have been doing my nails for years now, and I kind of just got the technique down on how to be stable when doing your nails. But this glue and these press-ons are giving me a hard freaking time, and I'm not really liking what's happening right now. I really do wish I was recording this because this is so funny. Like, the way I am struggling right now to put this dig on nail, not my left thumb. Mess it up right now. Y'all should be thankful for this content that I'm bringing to the podcast. Because this is funny. I really do wish y'all could see this, but my phone's out of storage and my camera's dead right now. So, yeah, all you get is the audio, and you can visualize how you please and how the struggle is freaking real right now. The frustration is real, but nope. We ain't got no time to be stressed, or what? What's that one song on Instagram? People doing that little shoulder dance. Yeah, I'm too stressed to be blessed, or I'm too blessed to be stressed, or some shit like that. I don't know, y'all, but the frustration is real, and all I'm trying to do is be cute. I am cute, but add a little pizzazz, to a little razzle dazzle to what I got going on here. Now I got my pinky finger done on my right hand, and my glue is acting out. So we'll see if your girl ends up having 6 press-on nails on rather than 10. Yeah, this might be a shorter episode, and it's really all over the place, but I'm kind of liking it because it's literally taking me all day to do it. Another thing that I'm constantly grateful for is my Pilates classes and my yoga classes that I've been going to. Well, I've just been doing Pilates classes here in my room every Monday and Friday, which is a great way to tone your body and, like, get all the, you know, toxins, like, deep toxins out of your muscles. It helps. It's a great burner. Like, Pilates is no joke, but I'm glad that I'm incorporating weight training in between time, and stretching my body is definitely, I've definitely seen results, and it has definitely helped me build the right muscles, stretch the right muscles, and really just build my body and constantly be obsessed in love with my body the way that I should be. So that's what's happening over here. Yeah, glue, come on now, come on now, come through for your girl, because you only got 4 fingers left. Please come through for your girl. I really just been taking time to myself and figuring out my freaking life, because I'll be 26 in 3 months. Can't really believe it already. I'm about to be 26. I feel like I just did my podcast episode on my 25th birthday, which was freaking history. I love every part of that birthday. Oh my god. Let's talk about New York, because I've really been wanting to go back. It's such a vibe, but I know it's hella hectic right now with the holiday season. It's hectic out here in good old Georgia. Like, I went to the store the other day on a Saturday, the weekend before Thanksgiving. Lord, y'all, never again will I do that. I'm definitely prepping before, and of course you gotta go in for, like, last minute like items and stuff like that, but I literally just had to go in for some, like, salad dressing, some bacon, just, you know, little different things that you need in your refrigerator. And stores had no carts. They were fully stocked, thank god, but it was just so crazy and hectic, and I had no kids. I was just by myself, and I was like, I cannot imagine what it'd be like if I was here with children and they're wanting everything on the shelf, because they got the holiday gift guides everywhere and anywhere. All the kids running around like, mommy, can I have this? Mommy, can I have that? Or like, ooh, this would be a cute, nice gift for somebody. But I love the holiday spirit, but I can't imagine, like, doing that with children. Like, I don't even celebrate Christmas, but ooh, child, that's a lot. And it's just Thanksgiving. Like, everybody was just Thanksgiving shopping. So, yeah, I will not do that again. But let's talk about New York, because that was freaking legendary on all parts. That was history. Great way to start my 25th birthday, my 25th year. and it was a blessing. I'm grateful for that moment. I'm grateful for my travels. I'm grateful for my abilities to be able to be financially stable. Thank God. Thank Allah. I'm so constantly grateful for that. My healthy parents, my healthy family, and honestly letting go of the negative toxins and adding positive things into my life, as well as words, music, happiness, just emotions in general. Okay, we only got two fingers left, y'all. Oh my gosh. Like, I'm really over here. Oh my God, do not do this to me right now. Okay, we're good. This nail color is super cute. I'm definitely gonna have to get this again. Yeah, y'all. I'm really just all over the place. And I'm definitely going to post this podcast because I love it. And it describes me breaking the barrier, breaking that boundary, breaking that fourth wall of me getting out of my comfort zone, showing y'all, or y'all hearing me struggle doing my nails, taking y'all throughout my year, taking y'all throughout my day, and just talking about how thankful and grateful I am, because it is the season. And honestly, you can't take life for granted for anything. Honestly, like, it definitely gets better. It definitely gets worse before it gets better, but honestly, it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to get worse. So I stand by that, and I'm grateful that a lot of my situations haven't gotten worse than they have been. And I'm honestly just grateful for what's been going on in my life and the cycles that I have been going through and the journey that has elevated me into the person that I am, because energy is important to me, and I think that should be distributed throughout anything and everything that you do. I'm highly grateful for my energy and how I display it and how it is portrayed. So speaking of energy, and we'll go back to New York. Speaking of energy, I went to the party that I was talking about on Saturday, and this random dude, like, I don't even know him. Like, I met him at the party. I was sitting there talking to my good sis after we were playing the Wii game, and he was like, it's something about your energy. Like, something about it is just so good. It's your aura. It's something about, like, how you're carrying yourself and how you've just, like, I don't know, the energy that you brought here is great. He was like, yeah, like, it's something about it. That just made me feel so good, y'all, because the way he really was just like, it's something about it. And then my friend was like, yeah, she has the best energy, like, out of all of us. Like, I'm going to always bring the vibes, bring the energy, the right energy, the positive energy, the affirmations. And I don't know, I just love that about me, to be honest. I do love the fact that I can bring energy to the room or to a place where it's unfamiliar. Honestly, it was very I was in a very unfamiliar place, but I was with my people, and I'm just glad that I could adapt to different environments and place my energy in places that they are needed, places that they are welcome, and places where they can be safe. So I just love that about the fact that people can feel my energy and the positive energy that I'm exuding, because I try to do that every single day in my life. But there are going to be bad days, but I enjoy the days that are great. I enjoy the days that benefit me in the best ways possible. Yeah. So speaking of energy and chaotic energy, we're going to go back to New York and just reflect on that. I'm grateful for the fact that I was able to spend my 25th birthday with my loved ones, and that energy was the freaking best energy I have ever exuded in my life. So I'm just super excited for what's to come for the holiday season. I am doing FOMIS. I say FOMIS, but y'all know it's Vlogmas for the people that celebrate Christmas. I do not celebrate Christmas. That's why I call it FOMIS, like fake Vlogmas. my version of it. I enjoy doing it every year. It's been very sporadic. I don't know if I'm going to do it every single day, but you never know what can happen. I have some amazing things happening for me this holiday season, so who knows? Check out my YouTube channel for all creative outlets. Check out Seamless by Sammy. I really plan to have some amazing things coming around this holiday season and into the next year, because your girl is revamping, your girl is coming back, and Seamless is about to be better than ever. So be sure to check that out. I made it to my right thumb. This glue is definitely getting thrown away. I probably need to go get more tomorrow after I leave the gym to just figure out and just refresh my nails. But I actually do love this set that I got from Target by Kiss. What color is it actually? It doesn't even say the color. Girl, bye. I really do wish I knew the color, but I'll show you. I'll send a take a picture of it and I'll post it on the Breaking Barriers Instagram, so that you know, if you know, you know. But yeah, that was the best chaotic energy out there in New York, in the chaotic city. But there are also just like different vibes of New York, which I really love to experience. And I'm just grateful for that. I'm grateful for the smiles that I can put on people's faces and the smiles that people put on my face. Staying hydrated, improving in my knowledge. I'm excited to make another vision board for next year, or just even setting my goals, speaking them into existence, and manifesting intentionally on the things that I deserve. I'm grateful for that. Yeah, y'all. I honestly don't even know how long this podcast is going to be, but honestly, I don't really care if it's short. I just really want to get this episode out and just share my thanks. And I'm grateful for all the amazing food that I'm about to eat this week. I've already been eating so much mac and cheese and so much sweet potato souffle. And I ain't mad at it, you know, because it's the season for that. It's a season to be quote unquote fat. Be in your fat season. Eat all the things that you want, but also stay healthy. Everything in moderation. But this is an excuse for me to go crazy, for me to eat everything on the table, eat all the sweets, but also just continue to be back into my jam, into my vibe of, you know, filling it out. So that's what your girl's on. I'm so happy I finished my nails. I finished gluing them down, but now I have to, I'm going to shorten them because they are super long and I'm not meant to be a long clawed girly. I do love the short natural nails. So I'm going to cut them, shape them in the way that I like, and go from there. So I hope you all are having a great day. I'm just thankful. I don't think there's a quote specifically that I'm going to use for the podcast today. I think I'm just going to post some pictures or just maybe a reel on the things that I'm grateful for over the last year that I have had this podcast, and just the experiences that I was able to share with you guys. And I hope you all are having a great day, a great Wednesday. Happy Thanksgiving if you're listening to this on Thanksgiving. I might even release it on Thanksgiving, but realistically, my episodes come out on Wednesdays. So I'm going to put it out the day before. So if you are listening on Thanksgiving, happy Thanksgiving. I am thankful for you. I'm thankful for every single experience that you have experienced with me. I am thankful for the advice that you have given to me, the examples that you have sent me, the words that you have sent me, the encouragement, and just thankful for your ear to listen. So I hope you all are having a great day, a great Thanksgiving. Be safe out there. Love you and your family. Just don't take life for granted. Be grateful and be thankful for everything that you have into your life, whether it's small or big. Just be thankful that you are alive and healthy and well. Be sure to follow Breaking Barriers Podcast on Instagram and TikTok. Be sure to follow me at Samira_BI143 on Instagram, TikTok, Pinterest, on all of my platforms, even YouTube without the 143. Be sure to follow Seamless by Sammy on Instagram and TikTok and Pinterest. And I love you all. Happy Thanksgiving again. Happy holiday season. Go enjoy yourself. Go enjoy your family. And I will talk to you all next week for the 1-year anniversary episode. Love you all and talk soon.